Blog Talk Radio.
Go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That was that's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to him. They call me Daddy, A.J. Disco.
Dang.
A.J. Disco. Three times. And I'm big, sure. I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Whoa. Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girls. The one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are Kate Pickles Girls, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jock, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and he's, you know, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z hosts the show, man.
T-A-Z, new intro for the show. Tonight, we are doing night court, and we have the Z appellate court will try to discuss 10 or more cases if we got time. You know how us black people like to talk, so therefore we might not get to 10 cases. I got 10 cases prepared for us concerning entertainment professionals, sports personalities, and just news, period. T-A-Z, me, I will act as the judge and the MC of the cases along with our special guests. And our special guests will decide the guilty, which means got to go down, or the innocent, stay real. Special guest that's in the house tonight, first I want to say, is G. Wright. He's a gospel artist, sounds like Luther and Christopher Williams put together. G. Wright, are you there, sir?
I am here. working away.
I hear you. And also,
you hear the hammer?
I hear it. And also, on the line, we have author of Where the Trees Find Shelter, my sister, Paula Patton Ross. Are you on the line?
You know I'm here and I'm waiting for the night court.
Well, what the rules are, I'm going.
Thank you, Wright. What's happening, brother?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Everything's everything.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to call the case number out, the subject. I'm going to get your opinion and your verdict, whether they got to go down or still keep it real. And some of the answers might be yes or no. I'll determine that when I read it off to you. Also, I want you to give me back the floor so I can give it to the other distinguished guest that's between the both of you. So just give me back the floor once you're done and say your verdict. Say, Judge, you can have the floor back. Now,
yeah, okay.
The first thing I want to do is read the docket number for this whole night court, which is the date, today's date. The docket number is 02012 for the date and 09, which is the month. And at the beginning, 09 is the year, 02 is the month. So 02012 09, and then it'll be -01. This is case one. And I don't really need to give no introduction to this case. It's the Z Appellate Court versus Chris Brown. So, without further ado, I'm going to give the floor to my friends in Arizona, Say Diggs, Paula Patton Ross. You got the floor. Mm-hmm. You can give your rebuttal and your verdict on the Z Appellate Court versus Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm. Chris Brown. Okay. All right. Now, I've seen the new commercial with the Wrigley's gum, and that just lets me know that his mama's still managing him. He got to go down. Got to go down. Because the boy, he's not a minor no more. Okay. Let's get with the program. I mean, Wrigley's gum commercial, come on. Judge, you can have the floor.
Okay. Also, I believe the little fisticuffs with Rihanna is not helping this case at all. Mr. Mr. G. Wright, you have the floor. Give your rebuttal. Does he got to go down, or does he keep it real?
You know, one thing I can say is this. You know, I'll say this. I was discussing this with one of my buddies, and we both said that something had to happen to cause him to do that. Something had to happen. It doesn't make it right, but something had to have happened to cause him to do what he did. You know, what happened? And since none of us were there, really there, I think it's kind of difficult because we don't know all the facts yet.
I'm gonna tell you some of the facts that have been reported, whether they're true or not. One fact that was reported early is that she had confided in him that that she had gave him a STD. That's what he found out. But we soon found out on day two that wasn't the case. He got text with a girl texted him on his phone, and she knew who she was. Apparently, they're saying the rumor is that it's one of his dancers who actually goes with Trey Songz, R&B artist, is out, and they were seeing each other. So nobody knows, like you said, G. Wright, because we wasn't there. All we know is the evidence, because if you've been on the internet, you've seen the pictures of Rihanna's face.
How's it look?
It looks pretty bad. I sent a picture to Paula, matter of fact. I don't know if you opened it up or not.
I'm right here on my email.
Yeah, she looks pretty bad, like she got in the car, right? So,
I'll say this. If he did that all because he got caught, yeah, he needs to go there.
Let's see. Okay, can I get my rebuttal?
Go.
Okay, because my point was that, see, if his mother wasn't managing him, most performers have, like, the cleaners, they got damage control. Okay, and this stuff could have been cleaned up, and they would have smoothed it out for the media, so there wouldn't have been any spin on it. So that's why I say he got to go down.
The case versus the Z Appellate Court, Chris Brown, we have decided, and I'm in agreement with you, both, he got to go down. You shouldn't put your hands on no woman no matter what, unless
right.
She's trying to shoot you. So case 0-1, Chris Brown got to go down. Concerning our court, he's got to go down. Case 0-2. Let me read it to you. It's about the Z Appellate Court versus Nadia Solman. And that's the lady that has 13 babies.
Yes.
Wow. A big share of the financial burden of raising Nadia Solman's 14 children to fall on the shoulders of California taxpayers. Even before the 33-year-old single unemployed mother gave birth to octuplets last month, she had been caring for six other children with the help of $490 a month in food stamps plus Social Security disability payments for three of the youngsters. The public aid will almost certainly be increased with the new additions to her family. Also, the hospital where octuplets were expected to spend 7 to 12 weeks has requested reimbursement from Medicare, the state's Medicare program, for care of the premature babies, according to the Los Angeles Times. The cost has not been disclosed. In other words, this is going to cost a lot of money. Should the taxpayers be liable for her 14 kids, yes or no? And again, we're going to Paula Patton Roth. You have the floor.
Thank you, Judge. Now, my feeling on this is like kind of mixed. First of all, I understand why the taxpayers would have to contribute to the medical costs as well as the financial household maintenance of this woman who's decided that she wanted a football team for her family.
A football team.
Well, you know, and a little bit more. But it's the other emotion that I'm faced with is that being a mother is an awfully, awfully difficult job, something that you can't put a price on. And while we might carry the financial burden, some of the taxpayers, some of us might be hit with this financial burden. The rich ain't going to be hit with it. I promise you that. But us middle-class people will be hit with that. At the same time, when some women give birth to octuplets, quintuplets, quadruplets, blah, 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 you get people spending the money left and right, all kinds of contributions, gifts, all kinds of stuff for their babies. Okay? But if the woman, and I don't think I'd go that far because I have six kids. But at the same time, I think that if she decided she wanted a large family, same donor, mind you, which was added, she's got all the children from the same father, and if they're both in agreement and they want to have all of those children, I think she should be allowed to have them. I don't see the difference between her and somebody else who's got 14 children. Eight children, one way or another, we're going to be hit with it. And I just don't think that we're going to see the loss. I don't think that I'm not coming out of my pocket $500 to give to this woman. That's just my feeling. So I think she should just keep on keeping on.
Okay, keep it real.
Keep it real.
G-Wright. It's G right there.
I'm sorry, Jerry. I'll give you back the floor.
Thank you. G-Wright. Okay, I guess he's still working. I don't know what happened. I'm going to throw in this. Some of them receive disability payments for on-the-job back injury. She received a ride at a state mental hospital, collected more than $165,000 over nearly a decade before the benefits were discontinued last year. And also she owes $50,000 in student loans. Does this change your mind, eh?
Well, you know what? I don't know. It doesn't. It doesn't really. Simply because, you know, we have a lot of foreigners that come to this country, and there are all kinds of programs that are set up for foreigners that come into this country who come as refugees, like from war-torn countries, such as, let's say, Asia, okay? And I noticed that they get different benefits, whereas some people, Americans, straight-up Americans, go down, they need assistance, they go down and they apply for either welfare or SSI. There are different programs set up for the refugees that come into this country, and they make it. I mean, they have a different culture than us, which they bring to with them to the United States, like some, and I'm not talking about any particular culture because we're not getting into race. I'm not a bigot or prejudice. But let's just say some cultures, like live in a house, 25 women one time, they don't have to pull their money together, all their resources, and they come up. They get their little businesses together, and they come up, all right? Now, I don't see any difference between her taking advantage of what the American system wants to give her, and I did hear about her little accident that was kind of tragic. But
What happened?
We're talking about
the accident?
Yeah.
The accident, what happened was she was working, and a patient actually pulled something large. She worked in a sanitarium, like a nursing home, and a patient pulled something down on her. It crushed her. And that's how she got her back injury. So it was an on-the-job thing. Yeah.
Right.
And she wants to be more for her children. Therefore, you know, she's going to school trying to, I don't know how she's going to do it. Kids, but I'm there's a way, and people do what they say they're going to do. So, no, I think that she's keeping it real. I think she should go ahead and do what she got to do.
Well, yeah. G-Wright, do you think the lady should be paid by the taxpayers or be liable for
I agree totally with her. I feel that she's if everyone else takes advantage of it, why can't she take advantage of it? Not to say it like that. I mean, she's gonna be the one actually raising the kids. She loves them.
Mm. Yeah.
Now she's gonna get her master's.
Yeah.
You know, imagine because of where she is right now and trying to get her master's, she's trying to better herself. She's not just staying on unemployment. How many people, there are people with doctorates who are on unemployment?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the whole nation is on almost on unemployment.
That's true.
You know,
I got cousins with PhDs that are working at fast food places, Mrs. Shane.
Yeah. People who are working had six figure jobs. Six figure salary jobs are now making what, $33,000?
Mm.
You know, some aren't even doing it at all.
Mm-hmm.
How many people have done that stuff and abused the system?
Abused it.
And keep on abusing it. So
that's right.
I don't think she
should keep it real.
She's keeping it real.
However,
let me say this. At this point, they need to tie her tubes. She needs to have another single baby.
Well, yeah, I think she needs to take. But, you know, another problem, I'm sorry, I forgot to bring up. She said that her doctor told her because of her accident that her biological clock was ticking fast, and if she wanted to have kids, she had to have them. Because she wasn't in a relationship, she went to a sperm bank. What happened was there were still some fetuses, embryos, left over, and she had almost reached, she's close to the time when her clock is just going to tick out. So generally what they do with in vitro fertilization is they don't just insert one. They'll generally insert like anywhere from four to eight in this case to see whether or not, because they only expect the mortality rate of the embryos to narrow down and not, maybe two will survive. But she was very fortunate that all eight survived.
Well, you have swayed the court, because at one time I was against it, but hearing your argument, you have changed my view on it now.
Oh.
I'm going to say that we
I bow to you, Jeff.
For her to keep it real.
Yeah. Keep it real.
Okay, the next case number is 03. Z Appellate Court versus Dear Abby. I got a Dear Abby situation that I want you to expand upon and give your decision. I am a fiercely independent and headstrong woman. I have recently begun dating my childhood sweetheart, Jeff, again after 20 years. Jeff is a traditional and would prefer I surrender my independence and allow him to take the man's role. We try to compromise, but another issue has come up. My best friend, Wendell, recently proposed to his girlfriend and asked me to be his best woman at the wedding. Of course, I accepted. I'm excited about the honor, and I will be wearing a tuxedo and stiletto heels. Jeff is totally against it. He says Wendell is treating me like a man, and I'm going along with it. Every time the subject comes up, Jeff gets mad. I would love more than anything for my two special guys to get along. What am I to do? The floor is on you, Paula Patton Ross.
Okay. Now, I think Jeff is reading a little bit too much into this thing. And secondly, if you've had a relationship, and we don't know what her relationship was with her, Wendell, I think is her best friend. Is that his name?
Yes,
we don't really know what her relationship was with Wendell. But, yeah, now it seems like Jeff is awfully demanding. He wants to assume the male role, and it seems to me that she's walking into a relationship where it's doomed to fail, because if he's making demands, they can't reach a compromise. It has nothing to do with Wendell. She got problems with Jeff, and those are issues that, to me, require time on the couch.
So you are for her being in this wedding?
Oh, as far as her being in the wedding, I would go ahead and do it, but I think that she should take some consideration into, before she gets serious with Jeff, I think both of them should go into counseling. Still for the wedding.
You're right.
Yes.
What do you think in that situation?
I agree totally with Paula.
Ding, ding, ding.
You know, I'm going to say, to me, it seems like he has issues with the best man. And if he's, and the thing about it, he might be jealous of their relationship, and just the fact that she's going to be a best woman. Now, personally, I never heard of a best woman, but if it's his wedding, and if he wants her as her, I don't know about her wearing a tuxedo and heels. Maybe she just needs to wear a dress. Maybe he might feel more comfortable with her wearing a dress. But I do believe that if there's no compromise, you know, and if he's so hung up on the fact of these roles, just imagine what he would do if something else were to come up that was really serious. You know, he would go ballistic.
Right.
It's a matter of control. It's control. It's
a
control thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we the court agrees that Jeff, her friend, has got to go down. He's got to bow down to this and allow her to go on and do what she's going to do with her best friend in the wedding.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, the last one before I play this song. This is on a personal note with the show, matter of fact. It has to do with Pip K. Tickle. Pip K. Tickle says, arrested on allegedly beating two women while arguing outside of another nightclub. I'm gonna give the court's opinion before y'all give y'all opinion. I know G. Wright do not know who K. Tickle is. K. Tickle is
you are reading my mind. I was like, what in the world are you talking about?
K. Tickle is a pimp that's been on this show before.
He's a character.
He's a friend of the show. So being that K. Tickle is a friend of the show, the court is going to show favor on his behalf.
Hope you're listening, baby, too.
Paula, give your rebuttal on the K. Tickle incident. Arrested allegedly. Now, this is he has not been
allegedly
beating two women while arguing outside a lonely nightclub. Case 04.
You going to play the song first?
No, I
didn't know
you.
Oh, K. Tickle. You know what? K. Tickle be keeping it real. Good thing. Homeboy be keeping it real. He is the most humorous character that there's been on the show. The question, be right, you got to familiarize yourself with K. Tickle and go back to some of the shows that are in the archive. And I suggest that the audience do the same thing if they haven't heard K. Tickle. But K. Tickle does keep it real. So whatever he's been involved in, I'm right behind him because he did invite me to the players' ball. Okay.
He keeps it real.
He keeps it real.
And I'm not even waiting for your response, dude. You're out number 2-1, even though you don't. The song I'm going to play is a remix by me and D. Wright. And I got another track in the batch with me and Paula. But this is the first song I'm going to play. It's on the Be Blessed 60 CD, Bless Them Z Mix with G. Wright.
Okay.
Find. Wake up from the bad dreams, clear your heart. with Jesus in your soul, you won't fall apart. I'm expressing it to pave a new direction. In the place of evil, you have a new protection. Remember me, Creator, in the days of my youth. From all the blessings, I'm older, I have the proof. Don't stray down that lonely street. The devil in your way and he wants to eat. You gotta turn around, leave your troubles behind. If you take time to seek, he will surely find.
Bless them fathers, but they don't know what they do unto you.
Unto you.
Bless them fathers, but they don't know what they do.
What they do
unto you.
I gotta keep it real while the devil's on creep. Enter the good hearts like dirt begin to sweep. Keep the faith strong. And the Lord will know, with him in your soul, you'll continue to grow. If you don't know him, I suggest it's time. The joy he'll bring, if you seek, you will find. Live your life flawless, with the angel by your side. Walk through enemies, no need to hide. Somewhere in your life you heard, wake up. Wrong corner, wrong time, bullets could break up. Have the shield of love for protection. I'm just pointing you in the right direction. Never is enough, never is too late. Jesus, watch over me, to seal my fate. I'm expressing this to pave a new direction. In the place of evil, you have a new protection. Remember me, Creator, in the days of my youth. From all the blessings, I'm older, I have the proof. Don't stray down that lonely street. The devil in your way and he wants to eat. You gotta turn around and leave your troubles behind. If you take time to seek, feet will surely find.
Bless them fathers, for they don't know what they do unto you. Bless them fathers, for they don't know what they do unto you.
You're listening to another TAZ production live and recorded live. I am G. Wright, host of the Heart of Love radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Visit me there, blogtalkradio.com/G. Wright, and then check me out on myspace.com/G. Wright Sing, and then visit my official website at gwrightonline.com. Again, you know what? You're listening to another TAZ production, live and recorded live.
That G. Wright. I never heard that. I was like, that sounds like me.
That is you.
I know now.
We back to the court. What I want to do, we gotta do this one real quick. We can't talk about it. It's the Z Appellate Court versus Friday the 13th. And basically, it's a remake of the first Friday the 13th, and they're going back over where the kids go to Crystal Lake and get killed by some psychotic killer wearing a hockey mask. Please tell me, do you want to keep this real, this movie real, or it's got to go down?
There ain't nothing to talk about. There's nothing to talk about. It's got to go down. It's got to go down.
G. Wright, I don't know if you're familiar with the movie. Have you ever seen the first one?
Let me tell you this. That thing scared the hell out of me. Excuse me. I am a gospel artist, but I can say that. That scared the hell out of me. You know, personally, I don't like anything like that. I don't like anything with all that killing and slashing. And that looks even worse than the first one. Excuse me. I'm scared already. I'm nervous already. And I'm out in the boonies right now, so I don't want to hear about Jason.
Jason 06. on the appellate court versus Roberto Alomar. I don't know if you guys know about it. I'm going to read it to you. An ex-girlfriend of Roberto Alomar filed an explosive lawsuit alleging the former baseball player star insisted on unprotected sex for 4 years despite having AIDS. The lawsuit filed January 30th and transferred to the U.S. District Court on Wednesday contains accusations that could not be corroborated but portrayed Alomar as someone who demanded sex without a condom despite showing obvious signs of HIV. Ms. Dahl, D-A-L-L, is seeking at least $15 million in punitive damages from the 41-year-old former infielder, Alomar, who once was engaged to tennis star Mary Pierce, spent 17 years in the majors, and was one of the game's greatest second basemen. Dahl said the two began dating in spring 2002, had unprotected sex for the next 4 years. She said that on several occasions during that time, Alomar refused to get tested for HIV, despite severe fatigue, sores on his mouth and throat, and a constant cough and an infection that is associated with AIDS. The lawsuit does not say why Dahl continued to have unprotected sex with Alomar. Dahl said the couple lived together until last year. Does this case get thrown out? She's going to get the money and keep it real. Call up Pat Ross.
No. Is she going to get the money? Is that the question? Is she going to get... Did they award her the money? Is she... Or what?
No,
she's just seeking the money.
She's seeking the money right now.
They need everybody's going down. And if she does get the award of the money, then they need to go down too. Everybody should go down. Then to the seventh generation, everybody should go down.
That's
stupid. I mean, you don't pick up snakes and play with them and expect not to get bit.
There you go. You're right.
I say, you know, if you're ever having sex with somebody, and you should use some kind of, okay, let me say this for the record. No sex before marriage. But if you do, happens yet, put some protection. If the person don't want to put protection on, then why would you have sex with them?
Really?
Why would she have sex with them and she didn't put a protection on?
And did expect to get some money.
And then value some life at $15,000. She wasn't valuing her life while she was playing with that loaded gun.
So... She's got to go down.
She got to go down. Everybody's going down.
This court is not feeling it either because I'm like, you should have stopped and then got your money. You should have stopped when that nigga went, hey, shoot, what's that bump on your lip? We got to stop right now, and I need to get my money because you have tricked me.
Yeah, huh?
See, where are you getting stories from? I didn't even hear about that one.
I got it on the internet.
I hear
a lot of stories. I really do. So that's why I came up with this idea to do. Okay, we got quick decisions. Three quick decisions. Yes or no, whose side you on? First one, Snoop Dogg. He's having a show, Dog After Dark Talk Show on MTV. Are y'all going to be down with it? Do you think it's going to work? He's going to have a late-night talk show.
A late-night, adult talk show?
A late-night talk show, not adult. It's called Dog After Dark. He's going to have his different friends in the industry that sing and different stars that he knows. You know Snoop knows everybody, Bill Gates, from Bill Gates to everybody. So he will have a lot of different stars on there. So do you think it will work, yes or no?
I think you need to ask for to pitch a show. You got to give them at least 26, episodes after the pilot. And I think that it might work for the first season, which is 13 weeks. But I don't think that we'll see it after the 13th season if it goes that far. I really don't. In other words, I don't think it's going to work. I don't think the network is going to pick them up again.
Do you think it's going to work, G-Wright?
You know, actually, you know what? You know, I think it might work.
Yeah, I do too.
I think it might work. Snoop Dogg has a lot of charisma, and if you really, he's more than just. I mean, he's also an actor. He's more than just. He's actually kind of funny. So I think it can work.
I think it might work because he knows a lot of different celebrities, more than just rappers. You know what I mean? He knows actors. He's friends with some of everybody. Baseball players. He got the football team in California. Little kids football team. I think it might work because of the people that'll be on his show helping it work. You know what I'm saying? Okay, Faison Love. Everybody's familiar with him. Faison, the comedian that used to be on Robert Townsend's show.
Oh, yeah, Faison. Yeah, he's an older actor.
Faison Love was charged with
outside
Las Vegas. Is he going down? Yes or no?
Here's charged with what?
He was charged with punching the dude in the car outside the Las Vegas motel.
No way.
Is he going down?
Yeah.
He's out of
touch.
He got arrested.
Yeah, I think he's going down.
G Wright, what you think?
Well, if he got caught, he's going down.
Okay. Another one. One Night Only. MC Hammer and Vanilla Ice. One Night Show, entitled Hammer, Tears, and Ice, on February 27th in Utah. $29.50 for general admission, $35.50 for reserve seats. Is this going to work?
Yeah.
It's in Utah now.
Utah?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
G-Rex.
Yeah, I think it will.
G-Rex. Yeah, I don't know. I'm undecided on that one.
I think it might work, too. I'm with Paul on this one. I think it might work. Okay, the last one. 50 Cent found Rick Ross' ex-girlfriend for a coast.
What?
50 Cent buying Rick Ross' ex-girlfriend for a coast. Videotaping it. Having her talk bad about Rick Ross. All because Rick Ross said that 50 might have had something to do with burning his house down so his baby mama couldn't get the house. Do you think 50 is going to win this little beef that he's got with Rick Ross?
The man is a businessman. And like I say, they have damage control. Yeah, I think 50 be all right. I think 50 be fine.
And plus he's rich, don't help. Don't hurt.
Yeah. They be fine.
G Wright. You do?
I agree with Paula. I think he'll be fine.
Okay, case 07. Zia Pellet Court versus plastic surgery.
Woo.
Usher's wife had serious complications from plastic surgery during the Grammys, and he had to fly back to Brazil to be with her. Kanye's mother passed away from having, cosmetic surgery.
Yeah, it was Dr. Jan, well, I forgot his name, yeah.
Then there was two women fighting for their life in Florida after having booty shots.
Booty shots?
To make their booty bigger.
Ooh.
Oh,
kidneys are filling. So, plastic surgery, do we agree with this? Does it got to go down, or do people need to keep it real and just keep having plastic surgery and take it at their own risk?
I think that they should suffer the consequences of their actions. I mean, it's not the same doctor that's doing the surgery, because I don't think Jan is practicing. I think he's been suspended since Kanye's mother. Past. But yeah, if you're going to have plastic, and I've seen a lot of horror cases with people, cosmetic surgery gone wrong, and there's been enough press and documentaries about how it can go wrong. So people walking into that thinking that they're going to come out looking just like Beyonce or Mariah Carey or Catherine Zeta-Jones, they're not. And they ought to know that.
We got another guest on the line, and I think it's the Black Ed McMahon. We can't be long-winded, Ed, but AC. AC is on the line. AC, we're talking about plastic surgery in the court, the appellate court. Do you think it's got to go down, or people need to keep it real and keep doing it? Or do you think it's got to go down and be dispelled and people need to be warned of the hazard of plastic surgery, cosmetic surgery?
First of all, let me say to each and every one of you, man, it is a beautiful thing. It is me. It is I.
It again, is, huh, baby?
It is me. It is I. I am here. I was gone, but now I am here. I am here, y'all. America, TAZ, to the listeners, I am here. It is me.
So
I am
your,
fat, baby. To answer your question, though, about the plastic surgery, man, you know, I was thinking that, I thought about that, man. I think, you know, I think that's a hunk of, you know, hunk of doo-doo. Hey, man, why not let's grow old gracefully, you know, gracefully and, you know, do it like that. That's just my opinion, though, you know. That's just my thing, man. You know, I ain't never been one that, you know, want to put some, you know, want to do some plastic stuff, man. You know, where is America going?
Do you believe that the people need to do plastic surgery in order to enhance themselves, cosmetic surgery, and risk their life? Yay or nay, it got to go down, we don't need it, or keep it real and people still need to keep doing it?
They don't need to do that. Keep what they have. But if you do decide, to do it, it's your choice. And if it doesn't go the way you want it to go, then just know that might be something that happens.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. The court agrees that it needs to discontinue. There should be a lot of stipulations put in it to deter people from doing this because people are dying. People are having kidney failures. People are having heart attacks on the table. So we agree that it's got to go down.
Yeah.
The Z Telling Court Case 08 versus Eddie Murphy. After Eddie Murphy has agreed to pay $51,000 in child support to his former lover, singer Melody Brown. The former Spice Girl hit the headlines in 2006 after embarking on a short fling with Eddie Murphy and being pregnant with his child. Murphy sparked war of words with Brown following a breakup when he suggested it wasn't possible he wasn't the father of the baby. They had the DNA test, which determined the daughter, Angel Iris, born on Murphy's birthday, 3 April 2007, was in fact his. British tabloids, the News of the World, has revealed that the Dr. Dolittle star Murphy has agreed to a support package totaling more than $10 million following a 15-month court battle in Los Angeles. Okay. Eddie denied that it was his baby. Then they found out it was his baby. In this court, Z Appellate Court, Paula Patton Ross, what do you think? Yeah. Does he got to go down and pay the 10 deals?
You know what? Eddie knows better than that. Look at Paul McCartney and the case he had to go through with that crazy-ass mom. First of all, I need to say something about Paul McCartney's relationship with that former model. The first time I met her, I was introduced to her. She was talking about the accident she was in when she lost her leg. She crawled out of the street and was standing on the corner after the accident and was looking and looked at the shoe and said, "Darn, I got shoes just like that." The shoe's attached to the leg, mind you. She hobbles over to the corner. The girl ain't got that much sense, but she had enough sense to get in there, get pregnant, so she knew when she divorced that man, she was going to get his money. Come on now, Eddie. Come on now. All right? And it's not the first time it's happened. Eddie knew better than some mess like that.
AC, what do you think? Do Eddie got to go down?
I think I agree with the last I forget her name. I agree with her. Yeah. I agree 100% with her, man. Eddie got to be smart, man. Eddie, that's crazy, man. Eddie got to be smart, man.
Yeah, I agree with everybody.
Yeah.
I agree with the whole court in this court. Eddie got to go there. The last case before we play the song, because we got 9 minutes. The last case is going to be a set of three questions, yes or no. Okay, the first one, U.S. lost track of 222,000 weapons going to Afghanistan from the year 2004 to 2008. Do the United States need to go down for losing 222,000 weapons? Paula.
I'm going to tell you something real quick. My daughter did two tours over in Iran. And one day she called me and she was telling me, Mom, she said, these people are stealing, they're going into our armory and they're stealing our weapons. So I said, well, you got your sidearm on? She says, yeah. She said, but Mama, I don't want to shoot them. She said, because what it is the terrorists are going to, now nobody probably knows this, but our bases are guarded by the natives there in Iraq, the people of Iraq, their military, although it's our military installation. So the terrorists would go to them and say, you go in there, you get those weapons, we're going to if we know where your family is, we'll kill your family. So they were going and they were robbing them. My daughter said, okay, I'll shoot them, but she said she wasn't going to kill them because she felt bad for them. Yeah, United States, they need to go down. Okay, because that could have been handled a heck of a lot differently. I mean, my daughter was in charge of procurement. Come on.
Hey, see, you got to say you got to go down for these 222,000 weapons that's missing in Afghanistan for 4 years?
Well, my opinion on this is that, yeah, America must be careful on this situation. But at the same time, man, somebody over there knows somebody. Taking something. Somebody knows somebody. Somebody's taking a check up under the table.
Church.
So, you know, that's my opinion on that, man. We got to be careful, man. But you know what? It's just like me coming to you it's almost like you leaving your garage door open, but I'm coming in getting groceries out the refrigerator.
And taking all your power tools.
Exactly. I'm taking everything, but you watching me do it. You know I'm doing it. And you're like, well, you know what? He just borrowing it. He's not taking them. But I'm
Church.
Putting them in. I'm putting them in a white van, pulling off.
You're
right.
Yes.
You're right. What do you think? 222,000 weapons after 4 years.
I said that we do have to be held responsible. You know, you just can't just go in there and then do what we did, and don't expect. However, you expect for things to happen, but, you know, things have happened, and we have to just keep on going.
I agree with y'all. Okay, the next one. A Massachusetts man needed to get handcuffs off his hand after being at his little sister's birthday party, and she put them on his hand. He went to the police for help, but they ran his name and found out he had outstanding warrants, driving with a suspended license. Leaving the scene of the accident. So they got the handcuffs off and put new ones on. Does he got to go down?
Wait a minute. What happened? What did his sister do?
His sister put her handcuffs on him at a birthday party and they couldn't get him off.
Oh, okay.
So he went to the police to get him off. And in the meantime, he's buying his name. Found out he had outstanding warrants. Found out he was driving with a suspended license. Found out he was the scene of an accident. Does he need to go down? And
yes.
I said before y'all say it. Yeah.
Yes. That's a given. Yes.
AC.
I do. I say yes. Yes. I'm just gonna say yes. He need to go down. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
He got to go down.
Got to go down.
He got to go down.
The last one for tonight under docket 02 for the month, 012 for the date, and 09 for the year. Case 009. The last one, fourth grade teacher cut class to do a prostitution job on the side. She used the school computer to set up the afternoon sexual delight hit. She was arrested in the motel parking lot. Do she got to go down?
Go down.
No. No. She was keeping it real. She was keeping it real. She don't have to go down. She was keeping it real. Because you know what? Somebody got to be watching. Somebody got to be watching the watcher. And if she could make her money that way and nobody knew it, okay,
right.
She got busted, okay. But you know what? They gave her all the tools that she needed to do what she had to do. That's what's wrong with our school system. Somebody needs to be watching the watcher.
AC, does she got to go down?
Number one, I'm going to say no. She ain't got to go down, man. She just got to be careful about what computer she has. That's all I'm going to say, right? She just got to be careful what computer she used. She hey, if she getting her hustle on, she getting her hustle on, baby.
Hey.
That's
G-Rex.
What, you know, no.
G-Rex, you are a teacher. G-Rex is a teacher. Do she got to go down? G-Rex, y'all don't get paid nothing. Think about it real careful. Do she got to go down?
I say this. Yeah. You know, I say this. Each to each person, to each his own or her own. But, you know, I'm an educator, y'all. You know, you can't do that stuff in the school. But I'll say this. She should have just been more careful. I mean, she should have been more careful. I don't know what she did. She just should have been more careful. And that's what she's trying to do to make extra money. People are desperate out here to make money.
Mm. Okay, tonight's decisions, Chris Brown got to go down. Nadia Solman, the one that had the 14 kids all together. Y'all said keep it real. She needed to get that. The dear Abby with Jess being jealous of his girl going to her best friend who happened to be a male wedding and standing up for him. Jess got to go down. You said K-Tickle was allegedly caught beating two women outside Atlanta nightclub. Mm. Well, this court had compassion on K-Tickle because he's a fan of the show. He can't go back.
But he keeps it real.
Friday the 13th, the movie. We sick of it. Gospel.
Yes.
Roberto Alomar, the baseball player that got AIDS, and his girl wants to get $50 million from him after sleeping with him all this time. She got to go down for being dumb. Plastic surgery, which we talked about, it's got to go down with warning. People are going to do what they want to do, but. Definitely, there needs to be warnings to deter people from doing this because people are losing their life on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Eddie Murphy, he got to go down because he shouldn't have been sticking his wick with the candle. You get burned every time you do that. The last song that I'm going to play is a new song that Paula sent to me because she's on the hook. This is off the this is off the new President CD. Year 2, and 2 is spelled with a T-O, not T-W-O. Year 2, T-O. On ATAZP Live, I want to thank the distinguished guests for the night court, A.C., G. Wright, Paula Patton Ross, a.k.a. Cy Big. I want to thank you all for being here. We will do this again, and I guess we might need to extend it for 2 hours because this went real quick.
Yeah, it was fun.
Thank you,
it was.
Is the song On Your Back off the Year 2 CD that's unreleased right now. This is the first song with Say Diggs on the hook.
better than the answer they'll give you, and lay you on your back.
Lay me on my back, you better be for sexing. Front seat in the middle of my Lexan. After that toss up, screaming out, who's next, man? Secret Service, but I'm still flexing. These people don't know, don't comprehend. Coming out on top, yet another win. State laws, they must, they have to bend. Like swimming in the water with just one fin. And I'm coming out like that real deep. Girly on the side playing hide and seek. Got a first lady, expect me to creep. Naked on the front seat of her Jeep. Temptation had me looking. Magazine model, middle of the bookend. Showing all the goods for the hook in. I'm a running back cause I was joking.
Mr. President, the actor get you. And that's a fact. Mr. President, the actor get you.
Oh, really?
And lay you on your back.
Won the election in the glory I bask. Get our troops home, it was my first task. Economy is up, USA is last. Sniper on my porch, but I wear a mask, man. CAZ, working for the average man. I got 10 steps in this 4-year plan. Half is done, and you say, damn, making it right for you and my fam. These people don't know, don't comprehend. Coming out on top, yet another win. State laws, they must, they have to bend. Like swimming in the water with just one fin. Lay me on my back, it better be for section. Front seat in the middle of my Lexan. After that toss up, screaming out, who's next then? Secret Service, but I'm still flexing.
Mr. President, the actor get you. And that's a fact. Mr. President, the actor get you.